This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. Thank you for joining us for hour number two of our three-hour show. We do 3 hours every night, every day of the year, 365 days.
A three-hour tour.
I know. But we enjoy it, and we love taking your calls because you guys come up with some really interesting topics, and we appreciate that. The we I refer to is myself, Chris.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
So would that make you Gilligan and him the skipper?
No, what? Is that a weight thing?
That would probably be the way to go.
Ian is Gilligan. I mean, geez, you weigh like one of my forearms.
Oh, well, there is that. There is that. He might be a better Gilligan.
Right. I didn't go with Ginger because I don't find you that attractive.
Oh, thanks. Arya's not here.
I like Marianne better.
Well, everybody liked
Marianne's the hottie.
I think everybody liked Marianne better. I think Marianne had that girl next door thing, somewhat attainable, while Ginger was just aloof and, yeah, nobody's
She was cast from pure unobtainium.
Absolutely. Well, we were talking about Barrett Brown. Conversation about whistleblowers and people being prosecuted for things that one would think are protected by our First Amendment to our Constitution, but the reality is the government doesn't really protect us from much of anything.
Well, they protect us from knowledge, wisdom, information, truth.
Keep that out of the hands of the people. But you have a little bit more. We were talking about Barrett Brown.
Yeah, this is the reporter who had his home raided by the FBI. His computers were seized because he put a link to some documents from the Stratfor company that he had not hacked Stratfor. He was not involved with Anonymous and their taking of these documents. He just linked to them in a chat room, and that got him charged with various different things. In fact, prosecutors went so far as to threaten his mother with obstruction of justice for hiding his laptops in her kitchen cabinet. Brown posted a somewhat unhinged YouTube video threatening to launch his own personal investigation into the FBI agent in charge, Robert Smith, to quote, ruin his life and look into his effing kids. Brown blames the threats on a manic episode brought on by withdrawal from his antidepressant, as well as heroin, an addiction he's been fighting for years. This is from the Wire.com story out of 2016 about him getting out of prison and kind of his plan to continue going after. He's not going to back down from being a journalist. However, recent news, I did find a recent story about him, this from the end of April. He apparently recently burned his National Magazine Award. Why? Well, it was a protest against The Intercept. You know them?
Yeah. That was started by
Glenn Greenwald, the very person who... Now, I don't think Glenn was the money man behind the site, but he was the prime kind of editor or whatever. He was the big-name journalist that had his face on the site, basically.
Right.
Was he still in charge when this happened?
Greenwald's still there, pretty sure. He's one of the main journalists behind The Intercept. And, of course, Greenwald, for those that don't know, is the main journalist who helped Edward Snowden release documents way back when in 2013.
Sure. He and Laura Petrus of the New York Times, I believe.
So there was apparently a very strange decision here from The Intercept. This is what Barrett Brown was protesting. The Intercept decided to close their Edward Snowden archive.
Huh.
Now, he did this protest, Barrett Brown, on a live stream from his home while the outlet staffers celebrated their news publication's fifth birthday in New York. On Twitter, Brown lambasted the, quote, self-congratulatory party, then incinerated the journalism award that he won in 2016 for a series of columns written for The Intercept while he was in prison. called The Barrett Brown Review of Arts and Letters in Jail. The Intercept's parent company, First Look Media, made the controversial decision this March to shutter access to its Snowden archive and lay off the research team that had maintained it. The archive represented a portion of the trove of National Security Agency documents that had been provided by whistleblower Edward Snowden in 2013 to journalists Laura Poitras and Glenn Greenwald, who would go on to help found The Intercept with the expressed mission of, quote, aggressively reporting on them.
Right.
I would really love to ask Glenn Greenwald why he did that, because he's a person of reputation. He's got a reputation which leads me to believe that he's generally on the right side of things, mm-hmm. and I would really like to hear from the horse's mouth why he closed that archive, and also whether there are full copies of that archive
somewhere
out
else.
There elsewhere.
Would presume someone copied it, but the Snowden link included millions of highly classified documents and turned out to yield explosive revelations about mass surveillance. Over the last 5 years, the disclosure continued to produce major news stories, with The Intercept one of the few publications still dedicated to reporting on and publishing the documents into this year. The decision to close the archive entirely was first announced in an internal email to employees from First Look CEO Michael Bloom. So it wasn't Greenwald who made the decision. He's just like their head reporter, basically. He's not
Well, that's
owner.
The other thing. One possible response from Greenwald would have been, you know, that was a horrible thing, and I'm looking for a new job.
From their CEO, Michael Bloom, who cited budget reprioritization as the reason for the, quote, restructuring. Poitras, in particular, however, was angry. Before the decision was made public, she issued multiple internal emails to the CEO and company board of directors opposing it, but to no effect. On March 23rd, 2 weeks after the news went public, Brown published a detailed timeline of events and leaked internal correspondence given to him by someone involved, exposing the internal process that led to the axing of the archive.
Sounds like somebody got to the money men and the money men got to the organization. Yeah.
He then decided to burn his award on the night of the Intercept's 5-year anniversary party. The closure of the archives, in his view, is evidence of a deeper lack of understanding of the leak's intrinsic value to current conversations of the surveillance state and a part of a wider perceived inertia or failure within the media, which he contrasts with the risks taken by whistleblowers and activists often imprisoned for leaking revelatory materials. Quote, I'd already vowed to burn my National Magazine Award shortly after learning of the closure, he told the Daily Dot, but further said, quote, these people have the right to do whatever they like, but when they pretend to be competent to make that decision, it's necessary that their surreal failures to handle even the things I handed them with a bow on it be made very, very plain.
And I've got to say, you know, okay, did somebody make the call and said, you know what, we're just not getting the Snowden stuff like we used to? Well, like Ian said, there are millions and millions of documents that mm-hmm. Snowden turned over, and God knows what mm-hmm. is not being found because this stuff isn't accessible.
Well, if you leave it open, you let the internet crowdsource it.
Exactly.
And also because of the media blackout that has surrounded all of this stuff. One of the most horrific things of the whole WikiLeaks thing is that the American media absolutely refuses to cover the content of the links.
Well,
only story they've carried on it has been Pizzagate, but the mm-hmm. version of Pizzagate that they carried wasn't even, it was a lie. It was mischaracterized. It wasn't what they said it was.
Right. Read into that what you will, powers that
what
be.
I read into it is unless you were willing to lie and toe the government line, you don't get a license to broadcast.
Right, yeah. Well, there's that.
Well, in this case, it's an internet site, so there is no license to put this information out there. The Intercept isn't a government-licensed group.
No, the Intercept is not. They're apparently licensed by their money people, though.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was there's always somebody to get to if people know who's supporting the organization.
Well, I remember being so jazzed about The Intercept because I follow Glenn Greenwald. You know,
well, they've had some great reporting.
Yeah.
I mean, and really in-depth, useful reporting.
I mean, I knew who Glenn Greenwald was well before the Snowden stuff.
Okay, yeah.
He was
with The Guardian.
Yeah, but he was one of those rare libertarian voices that you would occasionally see. I know you're going to shake your head
libertarian.
At that. But occasionally you would see him taking on liberty issues.
He's good at questioning the status quo in the state. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Barrett Brown's got a few more excoriating things to say about the state of the media today.
Well, I want to hear more about that. 855-450-FREE. We're talking Barrett Brown. We're talking Julian Assange. We're talking whistleblowers and people that want you to hear the truth. This is a good thing, and it's what you're entitled to when your own government you can't trust. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. news.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com. I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. news.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. 855-450-3733, or you can hit us up on Discord. That's discord.lrn.fm. Just load that app, use your high-speed internet, and your quality microphone. You will sound great. We've been talking about censorship, and we've been talking about whistleblowers, and Barrett Brown, who was basically prosecuted for sharing a link to some Strat 4 documents. This was a few years back, and we were talking about Julian Assange, who has some health issues, it sounds like, and questions about whether how he has been treated in the UK's prison system and what's going on with Julian.
Well, I suspect if Julian Assange were on a hunger strike, we would know about that, because generally you'd want to publicize
it's something
that.
You announce. Right. Yeah, and he's
being abused.
In contact with his attorney.
Yeah, he's. It sounds to me like he's being abused or starved, or as you suggested, perhaps even poisoned while he's in there.
Poisoned or drugged, because, I mean, the thing is, if you're going to investigate, if you're going to be interrogating someone and you don't want the him to report the details of his interrogation to an attorney, mm-hmm. one way you can do that is Rohypnol or something that's going to slow the mind, confuse the memory, you know?
By the way, Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet. Buy Bitcoin Cash, show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can read the latest news and engage with the community on their forums. Just go to Bitcoin.com and don't forget to check out their new local.bitcoin.com site that's going to launch coming up on Tuesday next week, which I'm pretty interested to give that a try. It'll allow people to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash without any of those pesky know-your-customer identification requirements. At least the site won't have those. Each individual seller will get to decide how to handle that individually, and the conversations are purportedly going to be encrypted between buyers and sellers. So you can go there and register for an account right now at local.bitcoin.com.
We're going to go to the phones, where we've got Trey calling in from Arkansas. Trey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. So I don't know if you saw the Hillary Clinton commencement speech at Hunter College the other day, but basically instead of talking about the students, she made this whole speech about herself, you know. And then out of nowhere.
That's Hillary.
It's politicians.
Yeah, she's classic Hillary. All right. And then towards the end, she, out of nowhere, she takes the microphone off the stand. And she starts frantically shoving it in her
dumps. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Can't say that on the radio.
Yeah, that's one of those words. I don't even think that even made it into the 7. I think that's 8, 9, 10, or 11.
Carlin 7? Yeah, that wasn't right. One of Carlin 7.
Unbelievable. That's
but,
yeah, there was a lot of press.
Grow up.
Yeah, absolutely. About Hillary's speech, and it was pretty much a Hillary-loving and Trump-hating speech. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
But
well, she's playing to her base, right?
Of course. And
Was it a college? Was it?
Yeah.
Commencement speech? I mean, mostly liberals, probably.
Absolutely. I really read the headline and said, well, that's something I can skip today and continue on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you're not gonna get
so
any new information.
She's desperately trying to stay relevant. You know, I'm really curious because I do think she's going to run for president again.
Oh, really?
I think
think she's going to be last in?
I think she will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the idea is to be, I think they're setting up some sacrificial lambs right now. I think Joe Biden's going to be the first sacrificial lamb,
well,
hopefully.
I did read an article that was alleging that the Democrats are planning on culling the field. They hope to eliminate 50% of the field shortly.
Yeah, and that'll probably be, you know, 5 or 6 leave the primary and a couple are found hanging from their doorknobs.
I think that would reduce it. Are there like 20 people running on the Democrat side?
It's a huge field. Everybody wants a piece of Trump.
And they feel he's an easy target, and, you know, in some ways he could be. I'm not going to call this one.
See, I don't see him as an easy target at all. I think the difference between the Trump base and the Clinton base is that the Trump base is armed, and the Clinton base is helpless. So if the election doesn't go the way the Trump base likes, then what happens there? They've got tactical advantage up the yin-yang. And
nobody's going to start shooting at if a Democrat gets elected.
It didn't happen
with Barack Obama.
It didn't happen with Obama, but it is civility has been falling. And political violence has been rising. All of a sudden, I mean, we didn't have Antifa 8 years ago.
But the people on the left are less likely to take to the streets and be violent, right?
Like, I would agree.
Not really. They're more likely to show up and brain you with a bike lock.
Wait, did I say the left? I'm sorry, I meant the right. The people on the right are less likely to show up. They're also similar to me. But the people on the right are more, you know, they see themselves as more of the respectable, you know, we're the good guys kind of class.
Right.
And
they do, but they also see the importance of the Second Amendment, and the question is, how many of those guys can you brain with bike locks before the rest of them say, well, I'll tell you what, since I'm a Second Amendment believer, next time you try and swing a bike lock at me, why don't I shoot you in the face, and that'll solve that problem. It's a reasonable response, because those bike locks can kill.
The Tea Parties were nothing compared to the Occupy movement, right? I mean, they both sort of happened at around the same time. They both involved large groups of a certain political belief system coming together in public and having no real effect on anything. And the people on the left with Occupy seem to have more staying power. They seem to be, you know, because they probably didn't have jobs.
They didn't have anywhere else to be.
So you have, I don't know, I think there's going to have to be a lot more left-wing violence for there ever to get to a shooting, to big-time shooting. I mean, you're going to have these little flare-ups.
What's going to happen if, say, Bernie Sanders gets elected? A huge wave of left-wing violence by the government.
Left-wing violence?
Yes, by the government, because he's a socialist, and so he's going to have to up taxes. That's left-wing violence. He's going to regulate.
But it's not visible violence.
Business.
I mean,
it's not visible violence, but we know it's the violence when the police come to the door. Mm-hmm. If the police don't come to the door, you don't have enforcement on your regulation. If the police do come to the door, that's when you see the violence, and that's when you hope that the guy whose door they're coming to has an AR-15 and isn't going to go softly, at least in my case.
I see what you're saying, and it's a fantasy that I'm sure many libertarians have had.
I only fantasize about other people going out
shooting.
That's what
I'm saying.
I prefer to survive and see the end of the thing.
And that's right, and that's why it won't happen. I mean, for every killdozer, you know, you've got most everybody else is going to just quietly go into custody. I mean, it's not going to happen.
Most of them will, but what happens once, I mean, the time that people do, like, suicide attacks is when they feel themselves to have nothing left to lose, you know? So it's like, if the police show up, I'm probably going to go quietly. If the police show up and put their hoods up to block their webcams, at that point it's time for me to fear for my life, because that's how they do when they want to shoot you off camera.
855-450-FREE.
We're not
going to
do that
for
tax dodgers.
Do we see an imminent shooting war here in the U.S.? I don't think so, but I'm not going to rule it out at some point in the future. 855-453, this is Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Going to do something very dramatic on the border, because people are coming into our country. The Democrats will not give us laws. They will not change laws. They want to have open borders.
President Trump speaking about immigration outside the White House. The president continues teasing a major immigration announcement.
We're going to be having a major statement on the border sometime later today or tomorrow.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has signed an abortion ban into law. The new law prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which is usually after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Lawmakers passed the bill without an exception for rape or incest, which happens in about 1% of all abortions. And at the closing bell, the Dow gained 44 points to close at 25,170. The NASDAQ rose 20. S&P was up 6. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're in hour number two, and we've been talking a lot of things. Rich wanted to talk about shooting wars. That got us a little distracted, but hey, who doesn't like to talk about the possibility of a second American Revolution?
A second American Revolution is a possibility.
I think it's a definite. It's going to happen. The question is, how long will it be? It could be.
What will it look like?
Right. It could be.
That's the big question. I mean, the thing is, if it's like a divorce to some extent, where, you know, what I would like to see is to see states start seceding. And, like, you know, imagine California's talked about secession for a long time. Mm-hmm. Now, there's nothing that California can do that I'm really going to support, because I hate California, except secede.
Yeah, get out.
Get out of it. Okay? And that means that there's that much of the economy is no longer there to be milked to oppress the rest of us. You know?
Yeah, and as California goes, so goes the rest of the nation in a lot of cases. Right? They started with cannabis decriminalization. They started with a lot of the taxes and other things like that. So let's have them start secession and have other states follow suit. Before we go on with this conversation, I want to, just got to get this in here about a newer sponsor here on Free Talk Live. If you're trying to reach the crypto market specifically, or you want to spread mass awareness of your crypto technology, you need a communications company that specializes in that field. You know, your typical PR firm doesn't know what they're doing in that area. Leveraging 35-plus different brands, part of the Investor Brand Network, and more than 5,000 downstream distribution partners, Cryptocurrency Wire combines the power of specialization with mass market reach. With their help, you can start connecting with crypto-friendly journalists and more than 1.6 million followers. Their commitment is to get the most eyes possible on your big news while it's fresh. Whether domestic or international, they can reach 56 different countries and also provide translation services. If your company is an important, relevant newsmaker, you need someone that specializes in the field to get your message heard. CryptocurrencyWire.com. We've even used them here at Free Talk Live. It's CryptocurrencyWire.com. So, I'm sorry, you were talking about the revolution there.
Yeah, I mean, if I, one of the many pages that I run is called U.S. Exit, and what we're, what we encourage the states to do is for those of them who are sick of being tied to the other ones, get a divorce. This has been a 200-year marriage, and I'm sure
it's abusive.
It's abusive. Y'all need out of it. Not, I'm not even blaming one side or the other. Y'all just need to be separate. And when that happens, my big hope is that one state, the state of New Hampshire, out of the 50 states, will become the free state. Because one thing that I expect is a lot of liberals, when they see the conservatives taking over in conservative towns, are in conservative states, are going to blow town. A lot of conservatives in liberal areas, when they see the liberals taking over, are going to blow town. That's a lot of people moving around, and that's a great time for a whole bunch of libertarians to come back us up in the Free State Project and the Live Free or Die Project.
Well, don't wait.
New
Just come now rather than waiting for that.
Yeah.
But I, but
because
I think
what we
want to
do is create the most freedom-friendly place so the freedom-hating conservatives and liberals leave here.
Exactly. The people who are going to come when it hits the fan are going to be the people who had too much to leave to lose before, but now they've lost it.
Yep.
It's interesting. There was I was just reading a headline the other day. This was from I think the Idaho State Statesman, which is like a big paper in Idaho. Mm-hmm. But they were just talking about a fundraiser that was held there for the 51st state called Liberty. This has been this sort of secessionist movement in eastern Oregon, eastern Washington, Idaho, parts of Montana. But they're they're pretty well organized and. They're always proposing this, at least in the Washington State House, Washington State State House. If that makes
now,
sense. Yeah.
There is one possibility, I think, for a peaceful revolution that would restore peace in the United States and reduce acrimony. Okay, and that's a return to the concept of federalism. Because remember, when the country was first founded, the states were not supposed to all have the same policies. Each state was supposed to have its own policies, but if you didn't like the state you were in, you could move to a state that you liked better. So if you're pro-choice and you're living in a pro-life state, leave.
Yeah.
Go to another state. If you're pro-life and you're living in a pro-choice state, leave. Go to another state. And choose your own tribe more specifically. But in order to make that happen, we have to take power away from the federal government and return it to the state governments. And I think the federal government has become too corrupt to give up that power. But they can choose, they can prove me wrong by just respecting the Ninth and Tenth Amendments.
Well, yeah, I would agree with that assessment. The problem is that stuff was sliding not long after the Constitution was passed. But it took the biggest hits in the turn of the century,
the 20th century. The first traitor to the Constitution was George Washington when he put down the Whiskey Rebellion. So remember the Whiskey Rebellion, the Northeast will rise again.
Right. It's insanity, but when you had the progressives who were able to get a lot of things passed and... You know, the fact that we have an income tax in this country was voted on and approved by a majority of state legislatures. The people were behind this idea. They were behind the idea that we can give up selecting our own legislators for the U.S. Senate we can just have that go to a popular vote. That was
That was in 1913, year that will live in infamy as marking the creation of the Federal Reserve, the creation of the income tax,
and
creation of... Was it an expansion of the war on drugs or the beginnings?
That stuff was all in that era.
At 1913?
Well, no, it was the 17th Amendment, which did away, it created popular vote for the Senate.
Yes, that was the other one, popular vote for the Senate in the 17th Amendment. Thank you.
Yeah, and if people aren't familiar with how things were prior to 1913, state legislatures selected your senator. So what you had was somebody who was responsible to the state. The state was part of this compact of states. That was one of the core tenets of federalism, that the states themselves had a seat at the table. The people did through Congress, through the House of Representatives, and the only, you know, and that's why the idea was it matters not who's president, because that's not really an important job. More work is going to get done in the Senate and the House.
Exactly, exactly. The federal government was just supposed to be a military alliance between the states, coupled with an agreement that the states would consider to could continue to have open and free trade between each other.
Yep.
And what has happened is the opposite. Instead of open and free trade, we've got overregulated, cartelized trade.
You do, and you have a lot of things, just a lot of things that people complain about now or argue about are the results of federal government seizing these powers. And why is abortion an issue? Why is abortion a federal issue? It shouldn't be. This should be
because people want to tell everybody what to do.
Exactly. And who were the people that wanted to? The progressives in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
And now we all think that we just have to turn to Washington to make sure they do what we want them to do.
And that should be what the conservatives are going for. If they believe that abortion is murder, and if they believe in the 10th Amendment, then they need to remember that murder is a state issue, not a federal issue.
Well,
at the same time, the Supreme Court waded into that with Roe versus Wade, which is a pro-choice person, I think was wrongly decided because it violates the 10th Amendment. Nothing tells the federal government that it has a right to mess with basically the murder statutes of various states. So each state should be able to define murder as it wants to, because all murder means is an unlawful killing. So abortion is murder if and only if it's illegal.
Absolutely. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Should we return to federalism? Is there a chance in hell we could if we wanted to? We'll talk about that. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
I'm Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And, well, we've been all over the board, but Ian, your teeth look white.
Well,
that's racist.
Just gotta say.
You must be referring to My Magic Mud, which is a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. They're back, actually. They took a few years off, and now they're back
nice.
After originally being on with us way back in the beginning. They've had a lot of growth in that period of time. We actually interviewed Jessica Armon, who's one of the founders, on a Sunday night show earlier this week. And if you want to have a whiter, cleaner smile and fresh breath, then check out My Magic Mud. It's a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. Sounds crazy, right? Well, we on Free Talk Live have been using My Magic Mud since they were just getting started and can testify it's a great product. So indispensable that we haven't been without it since the first time that we tried it. And you can use it every day for 4 days, then every 3 or 4 days afterward, and you'll see effects. Clinically proven to whiten teeth and cleans better than regular toothpaste. You can get My Magic Mud at most local health food stores, Sprouts Natural Grocers, CVS, and Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. But you can get 20% off, and you don't have to leave your house or office, with code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. Plus, if you order, I forget what the minimum amount is, but it's pretty low. If you order a certain amount of product, you get free shipping there as well. So save 20% with code FTL20. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. 20, FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. Dot com. Great products. I got the toothpaste up in the bathroom right now.
Hey, I got some from Mark, and I still have to try the toothpaste. They didn't always have the toothpaste,
no,
right?
They That's... started with just the Magic Mud right. original product, but they've expanded their line since then.
And what was the original product for?
Was it
for teeth as well?
Yeah.
Or? Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
But arguably that's the more powerful version.
Interesting.
But we're absolutely.
It's also the messier version as well.
Yeah. And that's what I remember. Yeah. So I tried my Magic Mud maybe three years ago, mm-hmm. something like that. Ran into the fine folks up at Rogers Campground during one of the great Liberty events up there. And I picked them up and I used it for a few days. My son was up here visiting and then my son left and suddenly I couldn't find my Magic Mud, I suspect. Uh-oh. But we both bought some. That's why I think he may have taken it
Jack by your accident. Sash.
Well, there have been times when I and somebody else have bought the same thing, and one of us has ended up with both of them.
Right.
It was like, oh, there's my that. I should throw that in the bag. Well, yours is already in the bag.
I suspect that's what happened. So I'm not accusing my son of larceny this time. God knows I have in the past. Where's that pack of cigarettes? Anyway.
So do you want to hear more from Barrett Brown?
I find that kind of interesting, and we're, let's, yeah, talk
he's, to him. He's going to excoriate, he's continuing to excoriate the mainstream media. He doesn't have any, water to tote at this point. He spent the last few years in prison. He got out in 2016 after 4 years behind federal penitentiary bars for posting a link in a chat room. Which was sort of one of the beginnings of the federal crackdown on freedom of speech on the internet, and it's pretty scary.
And the interesting thing is it's a precursor to the Trump war on the media, so
yeah.
That didn't start with Trump,
nope.
It's just continuing with Trump.
Exactly right. So in other posts that he made, this is from the Daily Dot, dailydot.com.
Well, hold on. Can I point out that the war on the media really started at least as far back as I can remember with Adams?
John Adams
and the Alien and Seditions Act. I mean, if you,
yeah, the Alien
you
and Sedition Act.
Lincoln
were...
put people in prison too during
the
Civil War.
So yeah. Really, we're just continuing a long-held American tradition of stifling the press.
Right.
Yeah, this is just another battle in the war on the press, really, between the U.S. government and the press.
Yeah.
Yep. Now it's expanding out to the internet, and it's pretty awful.
And it's a big question: what kind of internet we're going to end up with, because the internet was started as a place where you weren't really bound by national laws
mm-hmm.
that much. Now it's changing.
You're
now
right.
You're bound by the laws of every nation at
right?
the same
yeah.
time.
Look at the terrible GDPR or whatever they
oh
called it
God.
in Europe, where
yes.
A year ago or whatever, they crammed all these notices down our throat. Every single website you ever went to sent you an email letting you know about their new GDPR policy that is going to affect you. Even though you don't live in Europe, it's still going to affect you. You're going to have to click accept on the cookies notice on every single damn website, no matter how many times you go to the damn site.
Everywhere
that
I go.
That makes me sick. Every time I do it, I just want to toss my cookies.
It is insane.
It's frustrating.
But what to answer your question, I don't think we haven't seen what the internet is going to be. I don't think it's going to...
There's going to be the free internet, and there's going to be the not free
yes,
internet.
I agree with you
and
completely.
And the free internet will be the hidden internet,
that's right.
Because that's the only way to keep it free.
Yeah. And
well, I heard that EOS, which is a cryptocurrency, now has a decentralized way of doing domain name resolution.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? So that,
which isn't a new concept.
EOS, not to get too deep in the letter in the alphabet soup, but that's the thing that's supposed to be the for the Internet of Things?
No, you think of IOTA.
I am thinking of
yeah.
IOTA. Okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
EOS is another cryptocurrency with like a programming language aspect, kind of like
yes.
Ethereum, from what I understand.
Yes.
I've kind of been into it somewhat for the last several months, just kind of experimenting with it, and they have a bunch of sites. A lot of them are gambling sites, for instance.
Oh, really?
Each site has its own tokens on the EOS blockchain.
That would be a great thing for the church to set up.
Sure.
A gambling site? That would be
the thing that I've observed with these sites, and this is, from a light amount of kind of investigation and checking into these things, but the tokens that I purchased on EOS Because what you can do with EOS is you can go to a decentralized exchange that you automatically have all your stuff on. You don't have to load things into the exchange because it's all based in the EOS blockchain.
It's looking at your wallet, not at a separate...
You're authorizing it to look in your wallet.
Non-custodial.
And so you can exchange EOS for tokens, tokens for EOS, and so on and so forth. And I'm sure there's some winners out there, but a lot of these sites are so fly-by-night or they, you know, they just don't last forever.
Yes.
Their tokens may look good initially, but then they fall off the radar. So, I mean, I lost my ass on some of these tokens
big time.
Now, the price of EOS has gone up, so it's actually made up for it. But I've got like half the amount of EOS that I started with.
But what we're seeing is these are the first movers. These are the, the experimental stuff that's coming out. And the EOS itself is only, what, maybe not even a year old on mainnet.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's really new. But what you're seeing is EOS has really spurred the idea of dApps or digital apps. Yeah.
Decentralized app.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is if it becomes valueless because the people aren't winning the service, aren't running the service well, you can always deal with that by going in and starting your own service.
Sure.
So you can start a better casino. They can't stop you.
Right, and that's the beauty of EOS and Ethereum to some degree is the idea that you can build your own decentralized platform and ride on top of somebody else's. And through encryption and things like that, this is where we get to the point of a second internet that can't be stopped on top of EOS or on top of Ethereum. And I think those are – I have my doubts whether Ethereum could scale to it.
There was another coin way, way back still out there called Namecoin.
Yeah.
And the whole purpose of that was to have a decentralized domain name resolution.
So definitely not a new idea, but I think we have better tools now that may enable these.
Well, it's never really caught on in any way, shape, or form. I mean, because the fact is the average person isn't looking for this.
Can I get to Facebook on it?
But, but why does it matter? The reason that it matters is because every time you see one of those takedown notices on a website, they're probably not physically controlling that server. What they've done is they've gone into the DNS system. They've redirected the domain server to a new IP address. So if they can't do that, they can't seize your domain. Nobody can sue you for it unless they make Namecoin believe they've got a real argument or whoever, or in this case, EOS. But it has to be... They have to convince a distributed service, not a centralized government-authorized monopoly.
What we have to do is convince people that you should look for decentralized solutions, solutions that don't have a headquarters that can be raided and all their servers can be shut down because somebody, it doesn't matter whether it's you or if it's the left or the right or anyone else, things need to be designed so that no one can take them down except for you.
Well, the first place to start, I think, is the same way they built the internet, which is set up dark web porn sites where nobody can look at, nobody can disturb your privacy and know what kind of porn you're looking at. That will bring people to the dark web.
Nobody knows what kind of porn you're looking at.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
We're going to talk about that, and
Barrett Brown, too.
Yeah, a little bit about Barrett Brown, and we may talk about a vegan cafe that's going out of business in Australia. More for you. This is Free Talk Live.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.